In the name of God, who has made us and who loves us and keeps us. Amen. It's one of my favorite stories. It was uncommonly like nothing. There were no stars. It was so dark they couldn't see one another at all, and it made no difference whether you kept your eyes shut or opened. Under their feet there was a cool, flat something which might have been earth. The air was cold and dry, and there was no wind. Like this, in the middle of a chapter, in the middle of a book, C.S. Lewis tells the story of the beginning of the land of Narnia. Two children, Diggory and Polly, have found themselves in the middle of the darkness at the beginning of a world being made. It goes on like this. In the darkness, something was happening. A voice had begun to sing. There were no words. There was hardly even a tune. But it was, beyond comparison, the most beautiful sound Diggory had ever heard. It was so beautiful, he could hardly bear it. Almost a week ago now, we gathered in the star-bright darkness of Christmas Eve and raised our voices to sing with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven and earth. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. We rejoiced in the middle of the darkness at the beginning of a world being made new as a newborn baby on a silent and holy night. This morning, in the middle of the season of Christmas, we're still singing carols, O come, let us adore him, as we linger a little longer at the manger where good news of great joy has been given. But there's no stable in the story that we hear this morning. There are no shepherds or swaddling clothes, no manger, no Mary. John's gospel has no birth story, but it does have a beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John takes us back to the beginning, the beginning of the whole story, before there was a little town of Bethlehem, before there were a heaven and earth to sing at all. The church, by placing this gospel reading on the Sunday following Christmas every year, invites us to go back to the very beginning, even as we still stand at the manger, gazing at the child who has the face of God. Every little twinkle in that baby's eyes, every crease in his tiny fingers, every soft hair on his sweet head contains not only his human life, but the life that is the light of all people in John's gospel. This little one who has come into being is the one through whom all things were made. In the glow of a stable lamp lies the light that shines in the darkness, which the darkness did not overcome. In the beginning was the Word. The Reverend Mary Morrison writes, "We are invited to let the words roll over us like waves of music. We love to hear them, even though we may not be too sure about what they mean." The beginning of John's gospel is a song that weaves ancient harmonies of creation with a new melody of incarnation. The words are not as simple to understand as those we heard on Christmas Eve. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, and you will find this baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. John's words are not as simple But as surely as Mary held her baby in her arms, so does John's gospel hold the Word made flesh who lived among us, as one of us, so that we might learn to live with God. And as the rest of the gospel, this story of the good news of Jesus Christ, as the rest of the gospel unfolds, it elaborates that theme and swells the sound of all that was said and done in the beginning. Frederick Buechner notes that the Hebrew word used in the creation story, dabar, means both word and deed, so that to say something is to do something. When someone speaks, that which was contained, hidden in the heart and mind, is given substance and released into the world. Let there be light, God says, and there was light. And so it was also with the Word who was with God. The Word who was God, the Word who became flesh and dwelled among us, full of grace and truth. In the vast and mysterious and wonderful and intimate stories of creation and of Christmas, the Word is not only God's expression of light and love and life, but also God's active agent of light and love and life. No one has ever seen God, John wrote. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made God known. Making God known in the world was what that little baby would grow up to do. Making God known in the world was what he would ask those who followed him to do. Making God known in the world is what we are called to do. We who are the body of Christ, we who through Christ are close to God's heart. The light of life is kindled in us so that we also can shine in a world that is so often dark and cold and dry. The song of love is stirred in us so that we might sing in a world that is so often deaf to compassion and mercy. Two wonders happened at once, C.S. Lewis goes on to say in his story. Two wonders happened at once. One was that the voice was suddenly joined by other voices, more voices than you could possibly count. The second wonder was that at that moment, the blackness overhead all at once was blazing with stars. One moment there had been nothing but darkness, next moment a thousand points of light leaped out. If you had seen and heard it, as Diggory did, you would have felt quite certain that it was the stars themselves who were singing, and that it was the first voice, the deep one, which had made them appear and made them sing. In that story, by the light that dawns in the newborn world of Narnia, Diggory and Polly see such glory as of a father's only son. They see that the first voice, the singer of the song of creation, is none other than Aslan, the great lion, the Christ figure in that story, whose presence at the beginning of all things brings light and life, and whose sacrifice in the middle of that story will demonstrate the depth to which love can go, and whose rising to live again will make a new beginning of life for all and put an end to darkness. In the middle of the morning, in the middle of the season of Christmas, We are reminded that there is more to the Christmas story, more to the creation story. There's more to our stories. The Spirit of God's Son has come into our hearts, Paul tells us today, though we've known it since Christmas Eve when we sang, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of God's heaven. The one who was in the beginning, the one who was born in Bethlehem, lives now in us, in our hands and feet, in our voices and hearts, in what we say and in what we do. Artist and poet Jan Richardson writes, "It matters that we hold the light for one another. It matters that we bear witness to the light that holds us all, that we testify to this light that shines its infinite love and mercy on us across oceans, across borders, across time." In the middle of Christmas, it's just beginning. Amen.